Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
It's the Hammer and Nigel Show. My name is Nigel. Jason Hammer is here. Time for the side piece with Casey Daniels from the Kindle and Casey Show. How are you?
I'm freezing. I know you're both spoken for, but can we cuddle or something? Because it is so cold in the studio and our offices.
Well, it is 20 degrees outside, so.
It's true, but I really
it's
feel like.
It's 18 in the studio.
I feel like our landlord is trying to freeze us out. Right. Oh, my gosh.
They want us out of here. They sold us. They're like, get out.
Yeah, that's the way they're going
to
get rid
they
of us.
They played loud rock music to try to get the Branch Davidians out. Mm-hmm. They're trying the freeze-out approach with us.
Right. It's worse.
They play loud classical music to get the bums to stop hanging around the 7-Eleven. They had that story in Texas.
Yep.
Like opera music.
Well, did you hear that McDonald's is doing the same thing? They're starting to play Beethoven at some of their places after 5 p.m. so people don't loiter.
Who's loitering at a McDonald's?
I think that's called eating, actually.
Yeah, exactly. All right. It's kind of ramping up, this Trump v. DeSantis feud.
Mm-hmm.
Heard you guys talking a little bit about this today.
Yeah. So Trump has been saying that he's not loyal. And the problem that I have right now with Trump is that he said DeSantis was trying to rewrite history when it comes to how he handled the COVID-19 outbreak.
Right.
And that he closed Florida for a long period of time. And that's just not true.
You lived in Florida.
I was there when it happened. So you guys remember, I moved there on March 10th, and March 12th of 2020 was when Tom Hanks came out and said he had COVID, and that's when everybody's ears perked up and went, oh, what is going on?
That was like the domino thing. That's when basketball players are getting pulled off the court, and oh my God, Tom Hanks has this now.
And then it was that following weekend when everybody started to rush out and buy the toilet paper, and then it was 2 weeks later that they started shutting stuff down, right? So we're talking about March 27th, 2020. Well, on May 10th of 2020, that was Mother's Day, I was out eating at a restaurant in Florida that was open.
So it was just about a couple of months, maybe not even that.
It was like 5 weeks, right? And so May 10th, 2020, I was out at a restaurant with my daughter eating on Mother's Day, as you tend to do on Mother's Day.
You're allowed to go on the beach.
Right. And then 2 weeks later, I came back to Indiana for her high school graduation because she was the class of 2020. And guess where her high school graduation was held? The couch in the living room, because she didn't have one because the state of Indiana was still closed down. But for Trump to say that DeSantis is trying to rewrite history and that he actually had Florida closed down for a very long period of time, it's just not true, especially when you compare like Florida to Indiana. It was open. I was there.
And you know what? The thing about Ron DeSantis and Florida, all right, yes, at the very beginning, you know, had some restrictions in place. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of people didn't know about this virus. But the more time went on, after a couple of weeks, Nigel and I, we were still coming to work. We were very fortunate to still come to work. Mm-hmm. We kind of looked around and thought, you know what? We don't see people dropping dead in the streets. We don't see a lot of this kind of fear and doom that a lot of people are talking
about. Body bags piling up in hospital hallways.
Yeah.
Right. People were sick. People were dying, as is the case when there's a virus going around. But it wasn't the hellfire and brimstone that they made it out to be. But yet Eric Holcomb kept everything in place long after. Mm-hmm. We already knew this. But Governor DeSantis said, you know what? Let's just be careful. We're going to open stuff up. Mm-hmm. You do you. Want to wear a mask? Wear a mask. If you don't, that's fine.
Yeah. I mean, my neighbor's kids in Florida were still going to school. They were masked.
Amazing.
Yep. They did have the mask. But like here, they closed the schools down.
Was that a major bummer for your daughter? I mean, obviously.
You know what, Nigel? You want me to go off the rails? You want me to pull a Rob Kendall? Because let me tell you, daughter and her class, they were the first graduating class post 9/11. They were all born right before or right after 9/11, right? So they grew up under the war on terrorism. And then they get to high school and you finally think, okay, they're coming of age. We've got a handle on this war on terrorism. Things are starting to look up as they enter the world in adulthood. And what happens? Graduation. I mean, their last day of high school, that class of 2020, they didn't know it was their last day ever of seeing their friends. She did not have a high school graduation. I've got a video of her switching her tassel in our family room. And I asked her recently, you know, she goes to Purdue. She's a junior and she's set to graduate sometime next year. And I asked her, are you going to walk in graduation? I wasn't sure. I was just kind of like, no pressure. You can, you can't. Not everybody walks in college graduation. And she looked at me and she was like, well, Mom, I didn't have a high school graduation. I'd kind of like to walk at college. And I was like, amen, girl. I'm going to be there. Just wanted to make sure we're on the same page.
You know what the other thing about this DeSantis-Trump thing? Trump called him a globalist. You know, DeSantis is hanging out with Jeb Bush the other day. Well, you're the one that told us to vote for him. You're the one that told Floridians to vote for him in 2018.
He gave him the endorsement.
He gave him the endorsement. Now you turn around and said, well, I guess I told you to vote for a globalist.
Well, my question is,
does he not realize that that's what he's saying?
How long does DeSantis have to remain beholden to Trump for that endorsement? It's been like 5 years now.
Trump thinks it's forever.
Can he be his own man ever? Or is he always going to have to ingratiate himself to Trump?
Well, here's the other thing that people need to realize is that Trump was, you know, part of Operation Warp Speed, the vaccines. Get those vaccines out there, mandates, blah, 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 blah. And Ron DeSantis is now investigating some of the shenanigans going on with the vaccine. So that could be kind of DeSantis's way to get back at Trump and say, hey, look, you pushed these things on us right now and they're not working very well and you rushed it.
Yeah, DeSantis has a lot of money in his coffers still. He still has over $90 million left over from when he ran for governor. He can just switch that over to a presidential campaign. I will say, though, the one thing that Trump came out, was it yesterday? Yeah, I think it was yesterday. And he said that he would punish doctors who provide gender-affirming care to minors. And he would also hold schools responsible. He called it child abuse, child sexual mutilation. And I think that a lot of people are really going to agree with Trump on this.
Yeah, that resonates.
However, he did say a lot of things like, I'm going to build the wall when he was running for president, things that never came to fruition. So
wasn't it funny that like Donald Trump asking for, you know, a couple billion bucks, not just a couple billion, but in our country, just a couple billion to help secure the border. That was asking too much. And now we sneeze that out and give it to Ukraine.
Ukraine. Right. Exactly. And, you know, Biden has the State of the Union address coming up in like a week. And there's only been one president ever who has not said the State of the Union is strong. Do you know who it was?
Donald Trump.
No, it was Gerald Ford.
Ford, yeah.
And he cited recession and inflation as the reasons why.
Well,
Biden's
familiar?
Not writing his own speech. Biden doesn't even know that he's got a speech coming up. So he'll read it directly right off the prompter, and it's going to be fun watching him struggle through a speech because he's a horrible person, and I like watching him fail. Does that make me a bad person?
No, not at all. But he can't say that, because especially if he's going to run again, if Biden is going to run in 24, he can't come out and say that the State of the Union is, and what Ford said was, not good. That's what he said. The State of the Union is not good. Biden can't do that because he has to take blame or credit for it. And wouldn't it be awesome if he came out and he said, well, I wet the bed on these documents and my loser kid was pilfering my name for, you know, financial gain. And
I want to see Kevin McCarthy get a little payback and tear up the speech in the background this year.
Like Nancy Pelosi did. That would be amazing.
Forgot about
payback
that.
Is a word that rhymes with witch.
Yeah.
Casey Daniels is here from the Kendall and Casey Show. We were talking Rock and Roll Hall of Fame earlier today, and some of the folks that are on the list, nominee list to get in this year include Missy Misdemeanor Elliott and the rap group Tribe Called Quest.
Right.
Meanwhile, you have groups like Styx that have never gotten in. A lot of
REO Speedwagon
fans like that. Yeah. Boston have not gotten in. What are your thoughts?
I think that whoever is running the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame right now is trying to be inclusive and diversified.
So,
but it's not a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It hasn't been a rock Hall of Fame in a long time. It's been a music Hall of Fame.
Right. Yeah. You know, there's some, well, Willie Nelson is on the list this year. So that's not even, I mean, that's a
about time. He's
country
90.
Genre. Right. But I mean, it's country. So it
who
goes
loves
along.
Their specific drug more? Willie Nelson to weed, Hunter Biden to crack.
Oh.
Who loves their drug of choice more?
I don't know.
You think about that.
Yeah.
Put it out on your social
Willie's
media.
Willie's been doing it longer, right? I mean, he's really committed to it, hasn't he? I actually met Willie Nelson. I was on his tour bus
That's cool. One time.
And,
did you smoke a big fatty with Willie?
Yeah, he was smoking one. The bus did smell like cannabis.
That's a yes.
And the thing that struck me about Willie Nelson is that he was very gentle, and he actually seemed like he wanted to connect with people. He wasn't just the star who was too good
Casey,
for everybody.
Casey, he was just high.
He probably was high. But his hands were really soft.
That's weird.
Like that is smooth.
I don't know what to think about
soft.
That.
I don't know why I remember that. It just it's
because you were
with
high
me.
Too. You got a side piece article?
Okay, I thought about you guys when I wrote this one. I don't know why. Not that you've ever done this, but 77% of Gen Zers have broken a phone. And 74% of people between the ages of 30 and 44 have also broken a phone. And one of the top reasons people break their phone is from dropping it in the toilet.
Yep. Yep. I can see it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll admit I stand at the urinal sometimes with my thing in one hand and my phone in the other. It has the potential to happen.
Uh-huh, it does.
Uh-huh. Hammer,
right.
Do you ever drop a phone in a toilet?
No, I have not. I've jumped into a swimming pool with it in my pocket, though.
Oh, that's on the list as well. Yeah.
Where can we find the side piece?
WIBC.com.
Casey, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
It's a Hammer and Nigel show. Tony Kennett coming up next, right now, the news.